Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protest. The U.S. activated the new rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. to be admitted. Masa Filati is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Los Angeles.
It's unfortunate that this decision was made, making this arbitrary distinction of who is a close family member and who isn't. We're looking for cases to potentially file lawsuits and make sure that all Muslim Americans and all individuals impacted by this Muslim ban have their rights protected and can travel freely.
The 120-day ban on refugees coming to the U.S. also went into effect. President Trump says the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea. His comment came as he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House.
Together we are facing the threat of the reckless and brutal regime in North Korea. The nuclear and ballistic missile programs of that regime require a determined response.
Mr. Trump and President Moon differ over exactly how much pressure the New York should be placed on North Korea for them to give up their weapons program. Both leaders, though, have also criticized certain aspects of their country's defense cooperation. But in general, the two leaders presented a united front. U.N. General Assembly voted to cut $600 million from their nearly $8 billion annual peacekeeping budget. The move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration, which contributes more than a quarter of the department's annual budget. But U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also called for major U.N. reforms, including in peacekeeping. This is VOA News. Brett McGurk, the U.S. envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State, has arrived in Turkey's capital. Latest efforts by Washington to calm mounting tensions involving key allies in the war against IS. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for McGurk's removal and accuses him of being too close to the YPG Kurdish militia. Turkey's government accuses the YPG of being linked to the PKK, a Kurdish group waging an insurgency in Turkey. Despite a flurry of diplomatic activity here in Washington this week, the blockade of Qatar by its Persian Gulf neighbors continues with no visible progress in the standoff. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with top officials from Qatar, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, calling for negotiations to end the crisis. VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports now from the State Department.
Top-ranking ministers from the Persian Gulf converged on the U.S. State Department this week to meet separately with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to try to resolve a regional crisis. On June 5th, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Egypt and others severed diplomatic ties and instituted a land, air, and sea blockade of Qatar. The Saudi-led group has given Doha a list of 13 demands. Qatar's foreign minister gave his response at the Arab Center in Washington, D.C.
We are willing to negotiate any legitimate grievances with our neighbors, but we will not compromise our national sovereignty. Secretary Tillerson himself acknowledged that the demands issued by the blockading countries will be very difficult to meet.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
UN Refugee Agency warning renewed violence in the Central African Republic is threatening thousands of civilian lives, forcing many to flee and destroying villages and camps for displaced people. UN officials describe a chaotic scene of attacks by rival warring groups in different parts of the CAR. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has been charged with misusing European Union funds to pay for parliamentary assistance based in France. Le Pen has long denied any wrongdoing in the case and says the allegations were politically motivated. She appeared before judges in Paris Friday and was given preliminary charges. European Parliament claims it was defrauded in all of this with up to 5 million euros. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with two of the artists who've just been named NEA Jazz Masters, Pat Metheny and Diane Reeves. Yes, the National Endowment for the Arts have just named the recipients of the honor of NEA Jazz Masters. Joanne Brackeen, the fantastic pianist and educator and composer. She's been named an NEA Jazz Master this year, as well as vocalist Diane Reeves and Pat Metheny, the great guitarist. We'll be talking to Pat and Diane later in the hour and hearing music from their glorious careers. Let's begin the hour, though, with some brand new music just out from an artist who I believe is going to be named an NEA Jazz Master in the future. He's the great master of the vibes, composer and band leader, leader of the band Steps Ahead, Mike Manieri, who, by the way, was born on the same day as the United States of America, the 4th of July. His brand new release is Steps Ahead, Steppin' Out. Yes, he's reformed the band Steps Ahead with some of the members who've been with him in the past, as well as adding saxophonist Bill Evans to the group. And they've joined with the great European group, the WDR Big Band Cologne, to revisit some of their songs from the past. From Steppin' Out, it's Steps Ahead with Mike Manieri, birthday boy on the 4th of July, and the song Steppish, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
We'll be right back.
That is pianist, composer, musical visionary, one of the greats of free jazz, if you will, to put him in a category. That is Andrew Hill, NEA Jazz Master with Ball Square from his 2000 release, Dusk. He was named NEA Jazz Master in 2004. Just 2 days before he passed away, he was alerted to the fact that he had become an NEA Jazz Master, a crowning achievement in his life, certainly, and he would be 80 years old if he were alive today. He was born on the 30th of June. Now it's time to turn to another of the great new NEA Jazz Masters, just named the wonderful vocalist Diane Reeves. Diane is one of the most versatile vocalists in all of jazz. She's done everything from world music, as you heard if you were listening last hour, to the song Tango, which she wrote. Also, very, very much into the African lineage of music and jazz coming together, and also jazz standards. We'll hear her version of one of the great jazz standards, Fascinating Rhythm, from her album The Calling, after we get some thoughts from Diane Reeves about standards and non-standards in jazz.
One thing about jazz music, the different eras of the music address the consciousness of that particular time. And while I believe that the standards are truly the language of the music, I mean, you must know them so that you can, you know, have a relationship with many different people. At the same time, you know, it's important to develop your own concept in your own way. And some of those things that address me are, you know, more contemporary kinds of music. And the kind of things that I think about or write about or what have you. And so, absolutely, I find that when I listen to Ella and Carmen and all of them, you know, they were right in the moment, you know. And even Ella, I'll never forget seeing her perform, you know, a whole show of nothing but Beatles tunes. And it just wore me out, you know. And she swung them, you know. And she had a good time doing it. And, you know, I think it's just important to, you know, for a singer, you know, your greatest tool is the lyrics that you sing and interpret it. So I think it's important that you find songs that really have some sort of meaning.
Tell me a little bit more about meeting Ella Fitzgerald.
She came over here. She came to Denver, and she played at a place. I used to work in this club called The Warehouse, and I worked there with Gene Harris. It was my first major gig. And we worked downstairs in a place called a Tool Shed, a little club, real nice. And upstairs, they had all these major acts. And Ella did this whole Beatles thing, and it just wore me out.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and just like Ella, you have been an interpreter of other people's songs quite often. And I wonder, what are you looking for as you're listening to songs to decide which ones you would like to record?
The poetry, how I can relate to the song, you know. I mean, with all of them, I don't know what they were thinking about when they wrote, you know, the songs to sing them. But I know that when I listen to them, they become a part of my life, you know.
you're doing wrong when you start that battle. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take the day off, decide to run the lawn, step up all the way up and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm.
Diane Reeves to young bassist Ben Allison in the title cut from his new release, Layers of the City, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Young Mr. Ben Allison, fine bassist, composer, and band leader, is certainly making quite a name for himself these days, not only with the music that he's making, like what you just heard, the title cut from his new release, Layers of the City, but also as an organizer and advocate for his fellow musicians and their rights. That is a wonderful new piece of music from him, electroacoustic, with trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, pianist Frank Kimbrough and others joining him. More coming up as we salute the new NEA Jazz Masters as Pat Metheny joins us in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz, America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from Marco Rodrigo Silva from Brazil. And he wrote a very simple message. Hello, I am a great fan of VOA and Jazz America. Well, I wrote back to say thank you for writing me in English. And in honor of your listening in Brazil, I want to play a Brazilian classic for you. He is especially fond of the song Wave. And I thought I'd give you a version of it by brand new NEA Jazz Master Joanne Brackeen. Here she is from her album, Pink Elephant Magic, with the Jobim classic, just for you, Marco Rodrigo Silva, listening to VOA's Jazz America. I didn't want to surprise you too very much with the music I just played for you, but maybe if you're a big Pat Metheny fan, you were sitting there thinking, I know this song, So May It Secretly Begin, but I've never heard a singer singing lyrics to this, and I certainly have never heard it in Polish. Maybe you understand Polish, and you know that is Poland's great vocalist, Anna Maria Jopek, from her album Upojeni, which I believe means something like intoxication or intoxicate. And that was Pat Metheny joining with her on guitar. He was touring in Poland, was approached by Anna Maria Jopek to perform some of his songs with her, and he agreed to do it, and there you heard the issue of their session together. It's time to speak once again with brand new NEA Jazz Master Pat Metheny as he goes back in time to give us the story about how he first turned on to jazz here on VOA's Jazz America.
I can't remember a time when I didn't think I was going to be a musician.
Mm.
I think I just always was going to be a musician. You
know? And so many kids aren't supported by their parents to be musicians. I mean, I think a lot of us have stories like that.
We did have some problems because shortly after that, not only did I get really interested in music, but I got interested in electric guitar, which for my parents, as cool as they were, the electric guitar to them was sort of something that represented everything that was bad about the time, which was the time of Elvis and all that stuff, which to them, of their generation, they associated that with juvenile delinquency. And then the Beatles, which for them was really like, you know, most of America at that time. It was something that was so powerful. I think parents, you know, of that generation, and I fall kind of towards the tail end of that kind of that 60s generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't old enough to eventually become a hippie. Mm-hmm. You know, I was kind of like a little younger than that. But, you know, the Beatles for me, it was really powerful.
Yeah.
And that made me want to play the guitar.
Great.
And, then within weeks after that, after freaking my parents out, so completely by wanting to be, you know, getting interested in the guitar. And once I finally did get a guitar, then I immediately turned my back on rock and roll and got interested in jazz. So not only was I then rebelling against my parents, I was rebelling against every person that I knew in Lee's Summit, Missouri, because there wasn't one person except this one guy in our neighborhood that knew anything about jazz. And
it was Wes Montgomery that you heard that made that happen?
Because I know it was Miles Davis. There was my brother brought home a Miles Davis record called Four and More within about, I would say, 8 seconds into the record, I was gone forever. It was the greatest thing I had ever heard. And to this day, that record blows my mind exactly the same way. I mean, I was very lucky that that was the record that he happened to bring home. I just couldn't get enough of it. I ran home from school every day just to put that thing on and put my head between the speakers and just hear that sound.
Well, here's the sound of the title cut from Pat Metheny's first solo recording, Bright Size Life. He was joined by Bob Moses on the drums and on the bass, Jaco Pastorius. And here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1. Miles Lloyd and his new quartet from his brand new release, Passing Through, the title cut from NEA Jazz Master, Mr. Charles Lloyd. And here's a song from the album that turned Pat Metheny on to jazz for the first time. The song is Four, from Four and More, Miles Davis. Davis's finest quintets, with George Coleman on saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. That is the album that turned Pat Metheny on to jazz, and it did it to a lot of other folks too. Four and More, recorded live in concert. Congratulations to the newly named NEA Jazz Masters, Joanne Brackey, Diane Reeves, and Pat Metheny. Certainly hope you enjoyed their comments and their wonderful music. On the next edition of Jazz America, join me as we pay homage to the passing of one of the great pianists around today, who died at the age of 60 just days ago, Jerry Allen. We'll remember her and hear her music on the next Jazz America.